This is New England Public Media. Officials across the country, including in some Massachusetts cities, are worried about upticks in COVID-19 cases. Will the state's reopening take some steps backward? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
It's been just over a month since Governor Charlie Baker lifted that COVID-19 state of emergency, but the number of cases are increasing across most of the state, not near the levels that we saw before, but enough that Governor Baker was asked about it, and he blamed 4th of July gatherings. We've seen LA County reimpose a mask mandate. What are you hearing? Is there anything that's being talked about elsewhere in Massachusetts?
We have not heard talk of a statewide return to any of the restrictions that we got used to during the year plus the pandemic, the mandated masks, the business closures, or anything like that. But you are right. There has been a slight uptick in case counts that the governor attributed to the holidays. But if you go out and about, you can see people gathering large crowds, you know, everywhere you go, enjoying the summer, largely outdoors. I think depending on where you are, we may start to see some cities or towns take steps if they are experiencing surges in cases. We know Provincetown is one area where they had a number of breakthrough cases, people that had been vaccinated coming down with the virus. They brought in mobile testing sites all last week for people to avail themselves of that, if, you know, exhibiting symptoms to try and control that before it really started to spread more through the community. So I think that is more of what you're likely to see in places where there are higher numbers, people stepping up the vaccination campaigns, the public awareness campaigns, encouraging people to get tested. And you may even see businesses or other groups start to ask people to wear masks indoors, especially if they are not vaccinated.
Today, a commission tasked with revising or coming up with a new design of the state seal and motto will meet for the first time. Now, some have argued the current seal disparages Native Americans. Matt, first, can you describe the state seal and then tell me about what might be a challenge for the group in their coming work?
Yeah, well, you know, the state seal, which is also part of the state flag, depicts the image of a Native American on a blue backdrop with one star. And above that image is sort of what can best be described as a floating arm that is believed to be a colonial arm carrying a broadsword that almost appears to be coming down above the head of the Native American figure. And this has caused some controversy in the past. There are Native American groups who do not appreciate the imagery that is on this state seal and on the state flag and all of the government insignias. And the law that Governor Baker signed in early 2021 created a commission to review this and consider proposed changes to the state seal. This commission meeting this morning, but they do face by this law an October 1 deadline to come up with possible alternatives to the state seal, which at this point, as they are just getting started with this work, seems a real tall task, a heavy lift for this commission. We expect to hear them talk about some of these challenges, including other commitments of lawmakers and public officials on this board. And we may see them attempt a request to change the timeline. But this commission is starting this week, and it'll be interesting to see where they take it.
And finally, late last week, the governor signed a budget for the fiscal year that began on July 1st. He did veto some items. He cut $3.5 million in funding for regional transit agencies like those serving Western Massachusetts. Baker pointed out in part to the hundreds of millions of dollars the agencies have received from federal relief bills. Matt, in the final 30 seconds or so, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, by and large, the governor did not veto very much, $7.9 million in spending. He also sent back some of the excess revenue that the legislature proposed to put into a reserve for schools and to pay into the pension fund hundreds of millions of dollars. The governor and the legislature are working separately and side by side on figuring out how to spend billions in federal relief aid. I think the governor foresees a lot of this going to transportation, perhaps to RTAs, but I would not be surprised to see the legislature overturn some of these vetoes, particularly the ones you just mentioned. A lot of pushback back to some of those cuts from lawmakers just the days after the governor vetoed those. So I would look for some votes in the legislature in the next week to 2 weeks to perhaps reverse some of those cuts.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks as always, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website, nepm.org/podcasthub. This is New England Public Media.